The homosexual lobby in the days of Lot in Sodom, according to the 19th chapter of Genesis, must have indeed been in control of city government, and of all other aspects of city life. This is likely because Lot was a high official in city government. He sat in the gate to Sodom as a judge, a position from which he adjudicated business matters and, I presume, other matters of judicial interest. The homosexual men of Sodom showed no deference to or regard for Lot in surrounding his home and demanding that he send out the man's visitors who appeared as men, but were angels sent by God to assess what was going on in the wicked city. We can therefore assume that these blatant, would-be rapists were fully in charge and unafraid of consequences for their rapacious activities once the sun went down. The city judges, Lot's, guests were to be their victims. The comparison I wish to draw between America today and ancient Sodom is that the homosexual lobby, although insignificant in constituting a percentage of the American population, has become a powerful influence over everything from business and law to entertainment and government, and even religion. Most troubling is that the homosexual lobby is becoming a devilish intrusion into American family life. We know of the stories of the current presidential administration allowing, or instructing, the FBI to investigate the matter of a number of public schools introducing pornographic sexual curriculum to minors. The salacious material is not just heterosexual in nature, but it more and more involves homosexual inculcation. The Sodom-likeness part of all this is that the FBI agents, in many cases, aren't sent into the school boards and other forums to investigate those who are introducing these inappropriate themes to underage kids without parents' permission. Rather, the agents are sent to investigate and charge, with various levels of domestic terroristic threatening, the parents who object to the wickedness. Government and the homosexual-controlled cabal are often intricately linked. A growing number of officials are like the ones must have been in the city government of Lot's day. They join in moving ever farther into evil conduct, against which the Lord is bound to bring judgment at some point. A pertinent report and analysis grabbed my attention in considering all of the above. It is quite telling as to where we stand on God's prophetic timeline, I think. Biden wants to essentially ban Christians from adopting foster care children based on their religious beliefs and opposition to radical LGBTQ ideology. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has proposed a new rule that would prohibit families who do not support LGBTQ ideology from caring for foster children. According to the Social Security Act, federally funded foster care agencies must provide safe and proper care for foster children. The United States Administration for Children and Families, ACF, a division within HHS, proposed that foster families meet three specific criteria to ensure that LGBTQ-identifying children are in a safe and nurturing home. Those criteria essentially force Christian parents to affirm a child's pretend gender as opposed to supporting children truthfully based on their biological sex and providing them appropriate support and resources to move away from the radical leftist ideology that pushes hormones, sex changes, and mutilation of children to conform to its extreme sexual agenda. Responding to the radical proposal, 19 Republican attorneys general are pushing the Biden administration to back down on a new rule they say will effectively exclude Christian families from fostering kids and jeopardize the foster care system nationwide, Fox News reports. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, along with 18 of his GOP colleagues, sent a letter Monday to the Department of Health and Human Services alerting them that a new proposed rule that alters requirements for foster care families violates the Constitution and discriminates against people who practice the Christian faith. Joe Biden wants to ban Christian families from adopting children in foster care, Stephen Ertelt, LifeNews.com, November 28, 2023. This proposed new rule hits home particularly hard with my wife and me. Although we weren't given official foster care responsibility because we were the age of grandparents rather than parents, we were asked a number of years ago by local government people to temporarily care for a young girl because of her family's terrible situation. We still think of her as a grandchild, although she is now 20 years old. We saw firsthand the public education and its effect in less than favorable light when, at 11 years old, she informed us she should be a boy, not a girl. This is what she was told by those in authority at school. And ours is a small city in the South, and quite conservative. Of course, we had quite a bit of conversation and loving counsel with our little girl. She grew up and out of that inculcation she had received, although she still suffers from that time of such teaching in public schools, adding to her biological family's troubles. Today, my wife and I would probably be charged with some kind of criminal neglect, at the very least, for going against some teacher's instructions, the way things in America are going with such teaching by some still allowed, and with proposed rules such as that above. This illustrates how very important is the need for Christian influence, thus Holy Spirit restraint, in this age, during which the Antichrist spirit is growing exponentially. Just like in Lot's day, the Lord of heaven must be on the very cusp of calling believers to himself in the clouds of glory. I believe with all that is within my spirit that every child below the age of accountability will go to Christ when he summons his church. See Revelation chapter 4 verse 1, when the Apostle John was so summoned. Be sure you are part of that blessed throng of believers who are caught up in the rapture. Here is how to be certain you will. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10. Source: Prophecy Line.